Hundreds of thousands of women in Mexico are participating today in a nationwide strike called A Day Without Women. This comes after demonstrations and marches over the weekend to commemorate International Women's Day. In Mexico, violence against women was the focus. The government reports on average 10 women are killed each day, and thousands of others suffer verbal and physical violence. We have two reports from KJZZ's Fronteras desk. First, we go to Rodrigo Cervantes in Mexico City.
More than 80,000 people rallied in Mexico City yesterday. They included families with children, couples, moderate and radical feminists, but most of them women deeply concerned about violence against women. The women chanted, "Not one more woman murdered." The recent killings of a 7-year-old girl and a 25-year-old woman sparked their rallies all over the country, demanding justice and the end of femicides, which increased 10% from 2018 to 2019. But President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's reaction has been to blame the media and his conservative foes for inciting the protests.
No, hemos sido segregadas, maltratadas.
Maru Vasquez, a painter participating in the rally, says she doesn't want to talk about politics. She says violence against women has been around for many administrations, but it's time to stop being ignored.
No, lo que es lamentable es la reacción, no, que es la no reacción.
She says it's unfortunate that the administration hasn't reacted to women's concerns.
Yo creo que esto es una problemática de todo el mundo, no es especial de un país.
Vasquez believes this is a problem throughout the world, but it's time to build a new society based on respect. Protesters danced and sang as a street duet plays the protest anthem, Bella Ciao. But others threw graffiti on the streets and burned and destroyed police barricades. An unidentified group threw Molotov bombs near the gates of Mexico's presidential office, the National Palace, where police stood up using their shields to protect themselves. "No violence," cried some of the protesters.
"No violencia! No violencia!"
Another woman, Beatriz Arevalos, says she's there to share the pain of one of her cousins, whose daughter was raped.
Comparto el dolor de una de mis primas. Hace un tiempo violaron a su hija.
Arevalos says she's also been a victim of sexual harassment. The perpetrator was not reprimanded. But she believes the rally will bring awareness against machismo in Mexico.
Soy una mujer tan valiosa y tan hermosa, y no soy un objeto sexual de nadie.
Arevalo said she's a beautiful and valuable woman, not a sex object. It is time, she said, for all Mexican women to feel the same. For Here and Now, I am Rodrigo Cervantes in Mexico City.
And I'm Kendall Blust, reporting from Hermosillo, the capital of the Mexican border state Sonora. Like their counterparts across Mexico, women here marched Sunday to demand justice. The number of women murdered in Sonora last year rose 80% to 117. Among the victims, young girls, university students, and a beloved scholar and activist who was brutally murdered by a romantic partner.
No creo que importe mucho la edad o cómo es físicamente, simplemente con ser mujer.
19-year-old Mila Lopez says all women are at risk of violence in Mexico. Decked out from head to toe in purple, the color of the movement, she was among thousands of women gathered Sunday to march more than a mile through rain-soaked streets to the Central Plaza. They arrived at sunset under a glowing purple sky to proclaim their reasons for taking to the streets.
Nos siguen hostigando, nos siguen violando.
To honor those who have been killed, and to celebrate their unity. But they were also angry and fed up. And when the lights went out in the plaza, it felt to many like an intentional provocation. Just 2 weeks earlier, women in Hermosillo tore down the gates of the judiciary building after being left in the dark during another protest. This time, they stormed the cathedral, breaking windows, graffitiing the side of the building, and shouting, "Pedophiles and don't touch little boys." Inside, worshippers barricaded the doors with church pews.
El estrés, el hartazgo, el de la desesperación.
Chelsea Montaños' stress and desperation have pushed women to their limit. And her friend Barbara Rodriguez added that while they want to protest peacefully, if change means burning everything to the ground, that's what they'll do.
Que se quiebre lo que se tenga que quebrar y se queme lo que se tenga que quemar.
It might not be an easy fight, she says, but it's worth it to create a better future for women and girls in Sonora and across the country. Today, their protests continue with a nationwide strike called A Day Without Women. For Here and Now, I'm Kendall Blust in Hermosillo, Sonora.
And yesterday's protests around the world calling for women's equality were tense. In Turkey, police reportedly fired tear gas on groups of protesters. Police in Santiago, Chile, say more than 125,000 people gathered. And after some protesters threw rocks at police, authorities responded by using a water cannon to control the crowds.